Speaking on this program is Brother Kevin T.
Did Jesus perform any marriage ceremonies while on the earth? No, there is no indication that he did this, not that I found in my reading and studying up to this point. We'll go back and point out, though, in John chapter 2, verses 1 through verse 12, the only time that Jesus is present at a wedding is in Cana. And there, he is not performing the wedding. He is helping to provide, the translator says wine, but yet I'm going to say more like grape juice, to supply those who are at the festivities. So that's his only involvement, if you would, at the wedding. Other than that, he's a guest, and that's what the context reveals to us. Where did the idea of marriage originate? And that's the way that I want to take this. God established the home through His institution of marriage. And that goes all the way back to the context of Genesis chapter 2, verse 21 through verse 25, and then into the New Testament, Mark chapter 10 and verse 6, and Matthew chapter 19, verses 1 and following, also helps us to understand what the Lord says with reference to marriage. Who then governs the legal aspects of marriage? We live in an age today where that civil government wants to take charge and say who can and who cannot marry. Not only do we find that the world authorizes unscriptural marriage between a man and a woman, we know today it's even gone into same-sex marriage. Friends, what we find from the context of Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through verse 7, God is responsible for the establishment of government, and government was given to protect man, and also, I believe, there are overtones in that context that would help us to understand is that they ought to protect, in like figure, what it is that God has authorized. Sadly, we live in an age that most of our political figures, it seems like to me anyway, they do not respect the authority that God holds when it comes to marriage and even other matters. What we find is that God's laws for marriage must be upheld at all times. And I have given Matthew chapter 19, verses 1 through verse 10 to help to validate my point there. God has given very specific instructions in regard to marriage. It is between one man and one woman. His intention is for that male and female to be joined together as a husband and wife and to live with one another as husband and wife throughout the course of their life upon this earth. In the death of a mate, then the surviving mate would have the right to marry again. The only grounds that God gives for divorce and remarriage is fornication. When a mate has been sexually involved in a very illicit manner with another individual, then that would give the innocent party a right to divorce them and to remarry. So in this, while the Lord has not seen is not seen in the Scripture as performing a marriage ceremony, the Lord has a lot to say about marriage and those who can be married. And we need to know those things and to live according to those standards.